Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
Love is genuine. Love,
I had my share of love abuse.
Abuse.
Manipulated.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
And its strength.
Misused.
And I can't help.
And I can't help. But to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored
me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try. But it didn't work. I'm still
hello out there in podcast land. Welcome to Hodge to Hodge Podcast. This is the Messenger Edition. This is Nurse Carmen. We have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge. And tonight we will have a conversation with the Messenger, Ron Hodge. Thank you for tuning in.
Good evening, and once again, welcome all to another half an hour of conversation where we just discuss just who and what we are. Tonight, I just want to say I feel a little honored. I actually have my mother on tonight, and as you know, me and the co-producer, we've spoken many nights about
many nights.
How we spent many days, many
many
like
days
at church under her tutelage, bless her heart. Mother, would you like to
Amen.
Say hello?
Hello.
Hello, Mother Mac.
Hey, hey Mom, how you doing?
Good.
Because we're on the podcast, I'm going to call you Mother, but I normally call her Mommy. That's Mommy right there.
All right. Tonight, what we want, and I want to welcome Sister Purr tonight as well. Thank you for finding the time to join us again tonight as well.
Hi, family.
Hello, Sister.
How you doing, Sister Purr?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Tonight we want to discuss what avenues can be used right here, right now, to get back to wisdom, to get back to clarity, to get back to God. Do we need to return to religion? Is that the missing link? But I say, what we need to do is return to spirituality. Forget about religion. Now, I know this statement is going to anger a lot of people, unless it does not. But I say, when I say forget religion and return to spirituality, it's because religion is not good for you. Understand that in order for organized religion to succeed, it has to make people believe they need it. In order for people to have faith in something else, they must first lose faith in themselves. So the first task of organized religion is to make you lose faith in yourself. The second task is to make you see that it has the answers you do not. And the third and most important task is to make you accept its answers without question. If you question, you start to think. if you think, you start to go back to that source within. Religion can't have you do that because you're liable to come up with an answer different from what it has contrived. So religion must make you doubt yourself, must make you doubt your own ability to think straight. The problem for religion is that very often this backfires. For if you cannot accept without doubt your own thoughts, how can you not doubt the new ideas about God which religion has given you? Pretty soon you will even doubt God's own existence, which ironically you never doubted before. When you were living by your intuitive knowing, you may not have had God all figured out, but you definitely knew that God was there. It is religion which has created agnostics. Any clear thinker who looks at what religion has done must assume religion has no God. For it is religion which has filled the hearts of men with fear of God, where once man loved that which is all in its splendor. It is religion which has ordered men to bow down before God, when once man rose up in joyful outreach. It is religion which has burdened man with worries about God's wrath, where once man sought God to lighten his burden. It is religion which told man to be ashamed of his body and its natural functions, where once man celebrated these functions as the greatest gift of life. It is religion which taught you that you must have an intermediary in order to reach God, where once you thought yourself to be reaching God by simply living of your life in goodness and in truth. And it is religion which commands humans to adore God, where once humans adored God because it was impossible not to. Everywhere religion has gone, it has created disunity, which is the opposite of God. Religion has separated man from God, man from man from woman. Some religions actually tell men that he is above women, even as it claims God is above man, thus setting the stage for the greatest travesty ever forced upon half the human race. I tell you this, God is not above man, and man is not above woman. That is not the natural order of things, but it is the way everyone who has power, namely men, wish it was when they form their male worship religion, systematically editing out half the material from their final versions of the Holy Scripture and twisting the rest to fit the mold of their male model of the world. It is religion which insists to this very day that women are somehow less, somehow second-class spiritual citizens, somehow not suited to teach the Word of God, preach the Word of God, or minister to the people. Like children, you are still arguing over which gender is ordained by God to be God's priest. I tell you this, you are all priests, every single one of you. There is no one person or class of people more suited to do God's work than another. But so many of men are just like nations, power hungry. They do not like to share power, merely exercise it. They have constructed the same kind of God, a power hungry God. A God who does not like to share power, but merely exercise it. Yet, I tell you this, God's greatest gift is the sharing of God's power. God would have you be like God. Now, I know to some, you cannot be like that. You consider it to be blasphemy. The blasphemy is that you have been taught such things. I tell you this, you have been made in the image and likeness of God. It is this that destines you to come to fulfill. You did Amen. Not come here to strive and to struggle and to never get there, nor did God send you on a mission impossible to complete. Believe in the goodness of God and believe in the goodness of God's creation, namely your holy self. Namely your homely self. That's important that we understand this. Now, I just want to say, I just want to share a little bit more. And as we go, I'm going to give maybe 5 or 10 minutes at the end of this podcast that we can just talk about it. But what I would really like right now is just to hear what it is that I'm saying and then speak to yourself and let yourself answer it. Allow the spirit within you, not the mind, but the spirit to answer these things as they're coming to you. We all know that the word will not return void. So if you receive it, the spirit within you will give you guidance, give you utterance and guidance to what is what it is. I have said that God is everything and God becomes everything. There is nothing which God is not, and all that God is experiences of itself, God is experiencing in, as, and through, each and every one of us. God's purest form, God is absolute. God is absolutely everything, and therefore he wants and needs and demands absolutely nothing. From this absolute pure form, God, as we know it, is as if you were finally to see God and say, well, what do you make of that? Yet, no matter what you make of God, God cannot forget and will always return to its purest form. All the rest is a friction. It is something we are making up. We're making this up in our own minds about all of the wrath and all of this and that that we're putting on God. God is absolute. And when you're absolute, you do not need anything. You do not need people to bow down before you. You do not need people to give you 10% of what he gave you. If you think about it, I'm just throwing those little things out just for us to search and for us to get answers to. But understand, I am not saying that it's not, it is blessed to give. So I'm not saying that not to give. I'm just saying it is not a requirement from God. It should be a requirement from yourself to help one another. And as I said earlier, if we look at what it is that religion, and not just one religion, but all religions, they become little cliques. But when you look at God, God is trying to bring us together, and religion is pulling us apart. And so what we have to understand is who we really are. And the words are there for us to see. We've just got to allow the God in us to speak to us and not the man or the woman or whoever it is, even myself, that is saying to you. You've got to allow the spirit. And you've got to be able to separate what the spirit is saying to you and what it is that your mind is saying to you.
Amen.
There are those who would make God a vengeful God. But on whom would God take vengeance, since all that exists is God? So who would he take vengeance on if he is everything? And I say he just in that vernacular, but God is everything. So he's not just he or she, he's everything. And why would God punish himself for simply creating? Or if you must think of us as separate, why would God create us, give you the power to create, give you the freedom of choice to create what you wish to experience, then punish you for making the quote-unquote wrong choice. I tell you this, God cannot do such a thing. And in that truth lies your freedom from the trinity of God. In truth, there is no trinity except in your imagination. You may come home whenever you wish. You can be together again whenever you want. The ecstasy of your union with God is yours to know again. At the drop of a hat, at the feel of the wind on your face, at the sound of a cricket under diamond skies in a summer night, at the first sight of a rainbow and the first cry of a newborn baby, at the last ray of a spectacular sunset and the last breath in a spectacular light. God is always with you, even until the end of time. Your union with God is complete. It is always, was, always is, and always will be. You and God are one, both now and even forevermore. So I say, go now and make your life a statement of this truth. Cause your days and nights to be reflections of the great, the highest idea of you. Allow your moments of now to be filled with the spectacular ecstasy of God made manifest through you. Do it through the expression of love, eternal and unconditional, for all those whose lives you touch. Be a light unto the dark, and curse it not. Be a bringer of the light, so are that. So be it. So now I hope that what I said, so that we could better understand who we are and who we are connected to and who it is that we should be, how we should be living. And I know it seems as if I came down hard on religion, but it kind of is. But it's just to show us that we are more than that. And each and every person that has had an experience with God, they have not only had it in the grouping of a religion system. A lot of people had their personal communication with God at home, in the car. God is everywhere and everything.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
So what we have to understand here is that we are far more than what we have allowed religion to make us to be. Even though it says so in the books, we still choose to find ways not to accept that, and we'll use the interpretation of what is written. We'll use the interpretation of others rather than of what it is that the Spirit is telling you. And we know that the Spirit has never let any of us wrong. The Spirit has told us to do things and we've done it, and it worked out magnificently. And that's all things, because God said, I am with you always, even until the end of time. And just so you know, the end of time is just a figure of speech, because with God, there is no time. It is man that created time, not God.
Talk to him,
this
brother.
This is why is there certain... I'm sorry?
I said talk to him.
Give him that word.
Why,
in the scripture, it tells you that a minute with you is like 1,000 years with God, because there is no time. What's the rush? You are God in the flesh. But we've come to be programmed to believe that that was only Jesus. Like, God, of all of creation, the only person he found was Jesus. And I won't get into the whole theory of Jesus, because if we stop to think about that, then once again what we're doing is making God less than what he really is. So it is important for us to understand, to stop and just, as the religion has told you, go to your secret closet, get alone by yourself and have that time with God and allow God to speak to you.
Brother Messenger.
Yes, yes, sir.
When you said, if we think about Jesus, we tend to make God less than he is. Could you explain that? Because some people may not have heard that in its fullness. So could you explain that when you said we make God less than he really is?
Because God created all of this. And because God created all of this, we are assuming that somewhere along the line, something went wrong in his creation. And because something went wrong in his creation, he couldn't fix it. So he had to have his only begotten son come down and fix it. And truth of the matter is, he didn't fix it. So right then and there, what we've done is we've taken away all the power that God has. We even taken away the power that his son has. And not only did we take away the power that his son has, we've taken away the power that we have. His son left on record. One of his sons, one part of him, left on record
Amen.
That you can do all things.
All things.
But we don't believe that. We believe that Jesus can do it, but we don't believe. And a lot of people, we believe that Jesus can do it because it was left on record that he did it. But those same people don't even understand that they have done it already themselves, but they don't believe it. How many of us have healed the sick? And what we have to understand, sometimes just our very words can heal the sick. Just that beautiful meal that you cook for them could heal the sick. But we've got it in our minds that healing the sick is touching them and they getting up and running. That's the only way you could be healed. But we have to understand the power that we possess. We are creators. Each day that we wake up, we create a new day for us. We decide exactly how that day is going to be. We do that and don't even realize it. And it's time for us to start realizing it. How many of us woke up and things was going bad and we said to ourselves, you know what, today I'm not letting anyone steal my joy.
Amen.
And what started out as a not so good day ended up being a great day. Because you chose to make it a better day. And it may sound simple, but that's what our Father did for us. He gave us that creative power that we can create, that we can do all things. And it says, through Christ that strengthens me. But once again, they say Christ and God is one. So it's through the God in you. And we fail to believe or accept because we're thinking so much less of ourselves. But I'm telling you today that God does not think any more of Jesus than he does of Brother Co-Producer. God does not think no more of Muhammad than he does of Sister Carmen. God does not think no more of Mother Teresa than he do Sister Purr.
My namesake.
He has no respected person. We are all one. This is the message that the great messenger Jesus tried to teach us. And we laugh about it, but Rodney King delivered a word that nobody wanted to take to heart. They remember it, but they don't want to take it to heart. Can't we all just get along?
Get along.
And if we were to realize that we are all one, a part of the body, then we could be able to try to get along a little better. But I can't get along with you because you Methodist. I can't get along with you because you Catholic. I can't get along with you because you're Jewish. Where is the God at in that? But everybody's claiming holy.
Talk to him, my brother. Talk to him.
If half the people in this society, you truly believe that God is who he is and believe this religious stuff that they've been thinking and acting like they're so proud of, wouldn't this be a better place? But because we don't realize who we are in a survival mode when we should be in a living mode. Living because we know who we are. We know that it is the God in us that we can do all things. And when I say all things, I mean all things. And just because I got my mother on the line, I just want to say this. And mother, for a while, was having problems with her sight. Now, I want to say this. Right now, her sight is getting better and better. Her sight is getting so much better. I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but she was never a great driver anyway, but she looking like she want to drive again. Why? And she's, and you know what? I think to a certain point, one day somebody going to tell me if nothing, she went around the corner. Because she is determined, and because we can do it. We are creators. We create our lives. And if we accept the fact that we created it and stop looking for somebody else to blame it on, I ain't going there tonight, but we're going to go there on another night, and look for somebody else to blame it on and understand that it is us. I have the power in my hands. Why? Because I can do all things through God who strengthens me. And he told me I will never leave you nor forsake you. And because that means I've got this power all the time. It's just a question of, will I use it?
Brother Messenger, let me
wait for somebody else to use it. Go ahead, my brother.
Let me interject just for a minute as we get ready to bring the podcast to a close. What I'm going to ask, something kind of unusual on the Messenger podcast. But I like for the whole cast and the podcast audience, if we could just all kind of connect spirits right now, and I'm just going to speak out loud to the Creator. Some call it prayer, because I'm in constant conversation with the Creator. I'm going to say I'm going to speak out loud on behalf of one of my brothers. So if we could just kind of just meditate just for a moment and allow our spirits to connect. I say to my father, I say to the Creator, the possessor of all life and of all things, if you could be so gracious, and I'm sure it's already in your plan, if you could stop by the rehabilitation home in Ohio where my brother Bobby is currently residing and just touch his spirit, I'm sure, again, it will bring another individual more in the perception of how great we are as individuals, because you have shared your spirit with us. And now we're asking that we compile your spirit and we send it to the rehabilitation house where my brother Bobby is. And I know all things are possible through you. And I ask that we believe and we speak it into the atmosphere. And I ask in the power that you've given each and every one of us that it be done. Thank you, audience. I'm a podcast. I appreciate that. Brother Bobby is a dear friend of Sister Purr. And again, if we have the ability to speak health into the atmosphere, then we should use it. And I hope that's just what we just did. Now, before we go to the close here, I have to hear closing remarks from the lady who made all this possible. So don't be bashful, Mother.
Amen. Hello.
How we doing? Go ahead. Give us closing remarks.
I'm blessed. I really enjoyed the conversation, listening to the study and the reading of the word. And I listened to a whole lot that made a lot of sense, and I learned. I'm never too old to learn. But I do thank God for such a inspiring message that coming from you, because God is real. He is real, and there's nothing too hard for him to do. And I pray that everyone that is listening will it take that and apply it to their life and realize one thing, without Christ, we can't do nothing.
Talk to her.
Amen. So Amen. We know that, God, I'm a living witness. I'm speaking on experience now. There's nothing too hard for God that God can't do. Yes. There's nothing too hard.
Hey, Mother, I thank you for blessing the show tonight. And as always, there ain't enough love in the world for me to tell you how much I love you. But,
thank you.
Hey, let's have a wonderful evening. Thanks for stopping by, Mom. And we'll be in touch. I love everyone.
Praise God.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
Thank you, family.
Good night, my dear.